Now, I can't remember if I mentioned right back at the start of the course that this training program would be more of a journey of self-discovery above and beyond all things. I do hope that you're learning some fascinating insights about yourself here. So in that last clip, we looked at the choices and the decisions of maturity and character. And it would be very, very easy for us at times, wouldn't it, to categorize people as being mature or immature as we judge people by their actions and their behaviors. But just remember that people don't always do the things that they do for the reasons that we would be inclined to think that they do them. In fact, that is very rarely the case, because we're all building and basing our lives upon a set of beliefs. Beliefs about who we are, beliefs about what we are capable of. Remember the elephant story? We all have this little noose or this chain around our neck, and there's a stake in the ground that's holding us all back from something in life. Or is there? Do we just think that there is? Well, this is a problem that many people have in life, isn't it? Because our beliefs very much do determine what we go on to do or don't do. So here in this clip, I would like to present you with the foundations of our decision-making process, right? When we make decisions on a day-to-day basis, all right, and what's true for me is going to be true for you, what's true for you is also going to be true for your clients. We make our decisions, i.e. how we react or respond to people's circumstances, situations, and things, in response to one of three things. All right, have you ever known anyone who's just a highly emotional person who makes frequently poor decisions, emotionally based decisions, they're kind of up and down like a yo-yo? Well, that's right. Many people do live their life this way. If you've ever had a conversation with a person and they say, "But I just feel that I'm no good. I just feel that the world is out to get me. I just feel like a complete failure." And what people who speak in this way are actually given voice to is, on one level, yes, their learning style, they're going to be quite kinesthetic by nature, but they're also given voice to their greatest fears, right? They're also giving you an indication as to what it is that they fundamentally believe about themselves. Now, it's important that we just establish, first and foremost, that feelings are not facts, all right? I know this does contradict many common popular cultural beliefs, especially even, you know, as have been determined by even the American Association of Psychiatry, all right? Many people are defined by their feelings and, you know, how they feel on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to suggest that this is an extremely dangerous way of living life, and it's also a very unnecessary way of living life, because our feelings are what they claim to be on the tin. Their feelings, they come and they go, they blow in, they blow up, they blow out. One minute they're in our life, next minute they're gone. What we focus on generally determines what we feel on a minute by minute basis. And now you're even aware of this, all right? So it's important that we understand that when a client comes to us for life coaching purposes, they might very well give voice to what they believe is true. They might very well give voice to what they feel is true. They might give voice to what they think or assume is going to happen at some point in the future. But we must remain grounded in our endeavors and just know that none of these things are even necessarily true, right? People respond more to their perception of reality than reality itself. So I do apologize if it seems or sounds like I'm kind of re-going over the same ideas here, all right? But we've really got to get grounded in this stuff, all right? Because most problems that people have, i.e. our clients have, aren't even really going to be real things. 9 times out of 10, people just respond to the worst case scenario that they conjure up inside of their minds, all right? So in the next video, I'm going to share with you a little case study, and then we're going to dissect it, we're going to break it down, and see if we can identify which aspects of the case study are fact, which aspects of the case study are faith, and which aspects of the case study are just our client's feelings. Now, I want to break down these three words. All right, we've got to look at our life, so we don't have to, but I would encourage you just to look at your life as a train, a choo-choo train. What's driving your train right now? Think about what's driving your decision-making on a day-by-day basis. Is it feelings? Do you just make your decisions based on how you feel on a minute-by-minute basis? And if so, how's that working out for you? There's a pretty good chance that it isn't. All right, if you think about it on a very practical level, it's quite difficult to trust people who are building their lives upon their emotions. Why? Because if you think about what our emotions are like, especially if we are not grounded in self-management, if we are not aware of ourselves and therefore effectively able to manage ourselves, we stand at risk of kind of living life like this, up and down like a yo-yo. I mean, when we feel good, life is good. When we feel not so good, life is all doom and gloom, and then we feel good, and then we feel not so good, and then we, you know, go and have a meeting with some friends, and we feel fantastic, and then we sit at home on a night time and think about some stuff that we don't like thinking about, and then we feel bad again, and then we're up, and then we're down. And there's a pretty good chance that you will know some people who live their life in this way. It's kind of like life is a roller coaster, you just gotta ride it. But some people do live their life in this way. One minute they're fine, next minute they're fine. We would refer to these people as being inconsistent, all right? Inconsistent individuals who build and base their life upon feelings. I'm gonna suggest, quite boldly, this is not a mature or a sustainable foundation upon which to build and base our life on. And it's certainly, emotions are not grounded enough to really be basing our decisions upon. Let's look at faith here. It's a funny little word. I mentioned this earlier on. You know, many people associate the word faith with some sort of religious meaning or term. You know, what faith are you? Well, I'm of the Buddhist faith, I'm of the Hindu faith, I'm of the Islamic faith, the Christian faith. Nah. Faith is not beliefs, right? Faith is more about the expectations that we have that are future-based, all right? Are you with me? So say, for example, let's look at you right now. You enrolled on this course for a reason. There's a pretty good chance that you you enrolled in this course not because you were expecting it to be absolutely rubbish, just a bunch of hype and nonsense, but you most likely expected it, or you hoped, or you would have parted with your money, all right, in expectation and in faith that you're going to get some value from it. Well, in the same way, right, why is it that we would commit to people in marriage? Why is it that we would commit to a new job or start a business or have children in the world? Because we are in faith that something positive is going to happen that's going to enhance the quality of our lives in some way. So the question isn't, do you have any faith or do you not have any faith? It's not, are you a person of faith? Everyone has a level of faith. But the amount of faith that we have for our futures is often going to be determined by the amount of perceived failure that we've had in the past. Are you with me? All right. Think about it. I mentioned this idea earlier on, didn't I? That many people assume that the past equals the future. Right. So if this is the case, you're working with a coaching client right now, and they've had failed relationship after failed relationship after failed relationship after failed relationship. And then they come to you and they're all doom and gloom and they say, I've had all of these failed relationships. I just am no good at relationships. I am unlovable. I am no good. I am worthless. I want a relationship, but I don't believe that I'm capable of having a relationship. All right, what they're giving voice to is that their faith has taken a serious pounding. That's right. They don't have too much faith for a bigger, brighter future because they are looking at their past results and just simply expecting more of those in the future. All right, think about those people that you know in your life who are just all doom and gloom. All right, you talk about doing something exciting, going away for a nice weekend somewhere, or you talk about whatever it's going to be, and they respond to you saying, well, what's the point? You know, what's the point of starting a business? What's the point of doing this thing that I really want to do? I'll just fail. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at this. And this is how some people live their lives. Now, there's another way that we can look at faith, all right? We could look at faith in a religious context, all right? Now, I've coached and counseled quite a number of religious people over the years. And religion is one of these funny ones, all right? It's where faith and all future expectation is placed in some sort of higher power or a deity. So this isn't about what you believe or what you know or what you don't believe here. It's more about how our beliefs can impact our day-to-day experience. Are you with me? All right. I remember having a conversation with a young man quite a number of years ago. And this young man was quite religiously inclined. I think he'd been born and raised in the Church of Scotland. His dad was like a minister or a pastor, as was his mum. And they were a very, very religious family. All right. So church life was pretty much everything that they had pretty much going on. Now, this guy, he believed that it was God's will that he be married to a young lady that would come through the church doors, and that's it. You know, he could only marry another Christian and all this kind of stuff. The problem was, he was fast approaching his 30s, and he hadn't met anyone that he found attractive yet. He actually found a lot of the Christian girls to be quite boring. All right, now, I asked him what the actual problem was. And he said, well, for years, I was in faith, all right? I was in faith. I thought, oh, I'll be fine. You know, God's timing, let God's will be done and all this kind of stuff. And then it got to this point, I got to my mid-20s and I hadn't got what I wanted. And then I started feeling sad and I started feeling a little bit depressed. And I just started having my doubts and started having my worries and all that kind of stuff. And then I hit this pit of despair. I got myself in the hole because that which I expected and that which I was in belief for didn't happen within the time frame that I wanted it, the time frame that I got it. Now, this form of faith is really, we can tie this in with expectation management, the idea that I shared earlier on. Remember that in life we are never disappointed in what we find, we're only ever disappointed when our expectations aren't met. Now, whether these expectations are in a deity, or whether these expectations are in a parent, or a teacher, or a role model, or a friend, what happens when we think that we know someone, don't we? All right, we think we know what we can trust a person for, and then they throw us a wild card, don't they? They just act in a way that just seems completely out of character. We end up disappointed and disheartened and dismayed. Say, oh, I can't believe you've done this and you've done that, because in my mind, you should have been perfect for me. All right, sometimes we can be a little bit graceless in terms of cutting people slack for their imperfections. But all I really want to show you here is how when we're building the foundations of our life upon faith and faith alone, this isn't really strong enough to sustain us, because all faith is future expectations based. Are you with me? Right? Which kind of really takes away any need for us to be responsible for our actions or even proactive today. You with me? Do you see this? All right, honestly, go and have a conversation with a whole batch of religious people back to back about the faith and their expectations. In fact, ask a whole batch of religious people what they're in faith for, and they'll tell you about all these expectations that they have at some point in the future. Some of them will be waiting a very, very long time, because what faith doesn't always walk hand in hand with is action. Unless faith and action are actually walking hand in hand, then we're very rarely going to see the outcomes in our lives that we hope to see. But that's going to be a story and a lecture for a later part in the course. So basically what happens with faith is we can have extreme highs and extreme lows. When we're getting what we want, we feel on top of the world, or if we are still positively in faith, then we feel fine. But then when we start questioning and doubting, will I get what I want or won't I? We start hitting rock bottom. And again, it's still highs and lows, kind of like feelings. They're just a bit more extreme. There can be extreme highs and extreme lows. Now, the facts, all right, what's driving your choo-choo? I like to build and base my life upon facts. Why? Because facts are consistent, all right? You can't argue with the facts unless you're completely ignorant, all right? But yeah, the facts just are what they are. The facts are like strong foundations. Fact. I am completely in control of my decisions, my actions, my feelings. I am completely in control of how I choose to conduct myself all of the time. If I want more relationships in my life, I am in control of whether I go and pursue more relationships in my life. If I do not like the day job that I'm doing right now, well, guess who's choosing that? Fact. The fact is that we are each solely responsible for our own lives, all right? Unfortunately, sometimes people who operate in this realm fall victim to this kind of like idea or attitude of entitlement, where they're thinking that it's going to be someone else's responsibility or someone else's role or God's role to make our lives work out the way that we want it to. But the facts are that if we do nothing, we're going to get nothing. If we change nothing about our lives, we would be fools to expect anything more tomorrow than what we've had today. All right? Now, even if we have come from a background of building our, basing our lives upon feelings, this kind of air of emotional inconsistency, or we've come from a severe background or an extreme background of faith, right, when we start becoming grounded in the facts of who we are, of who we aren't, all right? Granted, I might feel a little bit apprehensive, a little bit anxious sometimes, but that's not who I am. That's just how I feel, all right? We can start self-regulating and managing ourselves far more effectively and ultimately, therefore, then making wiser decisions. Are you with me? All right, so the journey of building and basing our life upon the facts kind of looks like this. This might very well be where we or our clients are at, up and down like a yo-yo, and generally, all right, I think I've mentioned this earlier on in the course as well, it's not that people ever have a problem with what they actually have in life, people just have problems with how they feel sometimes, all right? But what I'm saying is, when we start building and basing our life upon the facts, upon the truth of who we are, who we aren't, all right, we just become more aware of the extent of the choices that we actually have available to us. Well, I might not like my current circumstances, and whose problem is this? Is this problem my problem, or is it someone else's problem? Because as long as my problem in life belongs to someone else, or I'm waiting for someone else to deal with my problems, I'm forever going to remain disempowered and without this thing that I want, or this outcome that I want. Once we build and base our life upon the facts, i.e. the truth of who we are, rather than how we feel about ourselves, what we think about ourselves, what we believe about ourselves, then we become automatically grounded within ourselves. Now, you might not fully appreciate this just yet. I'm just giving you a little bit of context now for what we're going to be unpacking in the videos that follow, and especially throughout the next section as we really human beliefs and how we can work with them as life coaches. So in the next video, I'm going to pull up on the board a case study, right? We're going to talk through it together and we're going to have a look at the problem that the client is bringing to us as a life coach, and then just simply see which aspects of the problem or fact actually are a problem, and then which aspects of the client's problem are faith, i.e. expectation-based, and then we're just going to have a look at what aspects of the client's problem are actually just feelings, which can come and go literally just like that. So hope you found this interesting. Relate these ideas to yourself. I mean, what's the foundations of your life? What are you building and basing your life on right now? Upon, you know, hard facts, upon truth, who you are, what you're actually capable of, or are you building your life upon faith, some set of expectations that someone's going to come through for you and deliver for you in the future? Kind of like you're entitled to something? Or are you building, basing your life upon feelings? Thus being the reason why we feel a little bit all over the place at times. My friend, sometimes a little bit self-reflection is required, especially if we do want to get to the place where we're able to start seriously influencing and impacting others. So hope you find this interesting, and I'll see you again in the next clip.